like, oh, you need to exercise. Oh, I can't exercise right now. I got work to do.
Oh, wake up, wake up. Rethink the status quo. When you get your money right, then you're the one who runs your life. Come build a wealthy spirit with Sammy and Michelle.
We are talking about the hottest thing in the productivity space today. James Clear, the new app, Adams, his new habit tracking app.
I see what you did there, Michelle. Michelle has a crush on James Clear.
I don't know if that's true.
It is true, and I don't blame her. He's like an even hotter version of Tim Ferriss. Tim Ferriss also looking good.
You know,
we're not trying to replace Tim with the next new thing, but James Clear looked good.
I don't want to get into it. The point is that James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, recently launched a new app for habit tracking called Adams. And that made Sammy and I think, one, we love habit tracking. We love habit tracking apps. Maybe we should try out a few different ones and see what our takeaways are. And while we thought we would be doing a deep dive in the benefits of each app, what we really found was that there are certain principles that we found effective to apply when using this app, so that we could get the most benefits and make sure that we set ourselves up for success.
Let's get into it.
But first, I want to talk about our partner, AirHelp. Because if you have a habit of flying, you might find what I have found this past couple of years, which is sometimes those flights get delayed. Me, in Fort Lauderdale, arriving at 5 a.m., finding out that my flight has been delayed 6 hours, only to then realize that I'm not allowed to go into the airport because if I'm checking a bag, I have to wait until it's 5 hours in. Excuse me, y'all are so crazy. Anyway, the point is, luckily I found AirHelp. What AirHelp does is that they stick up for you for your air passenger rights. So if you are in places like the US, Europe, Brazil, you actually have certain rights and are entitled to compensation if your airlines goes a little bit crazy and they decide to cancel all the flights or they give you an obscene delay. However, do you really want to go and call up these airlines, spend time with them, complain, escalate? No, that's where AirHelp comes in. You give them your information, your boarding pass, they go, they let you know, we're going to fight the good fight for you. And they basically see if they can get you some compensation. So if this is a situation you find yourself in, or you know you're going to be doing a lot of traveling this year, go to the link in our show notes, bookmark it, because unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be getting any better.
Back to today's topic, how to track our habits.
A little background. A few years ago, James Clear, a respectable man, wrote a book called Atomic Habits.
A very successful book on the New York Times bestseller list for many weeks. So he's not just a pretty face.
Many, like over 300 weeks. And I want you to respect him, Sam, okay? I don't want you to be disrespecting him like that, okay? It's an interesting story, but a key part of Atomic Habits that I really appreciated was that he talks about systems, building habits, over just setting goals.
In his book, he has a quote that apparently may be from Scott Adams that says that winners and losers have the same goals. So profound that I had to print it out and post it in my closet, because that is true. Everybody has goals, but not everybody achieves them. And that's because not everybody has a system and not everybody has habits that create that system.
Exactly. What James Clear believes is that showing up every single day, putting in little votes for yourself, building habits is going to help you achieve your goals better than actually setting a goal and not really having a plan for it. So, no surprise, in the past month, he has launched Adams, his habit tracking app, which we have been using.
No surprise, we decided, try out this app, try out a few other apps, try out my current system involving my Notes app, N-O-T-E-S, yellow pad, you may be familiar, and see what works.
Yes, so we pulled up the Adams app, habit tracker I was using every day. Sammy threw in her notes app. And what we realized was it was less about the specific apps, though don't worry, we will share what we liked and did not like about them. It was more about how we approached it. And we realized that there were things we did that worked and things that didn't work. And we wanted to share those with you today.
So where to start? How about with your first habit? But how do we pick what habit we're supposed to start with? This is a great question. And Michelle and I came to some conclusions. For me, I started with what some people may call a keystone habit. The habit that leads all habits. The habit that is already almost there. For me, that habit is exercise. Exercise I do almost every day. And so for me, exercise is already a keystone habit. But I wanted to put it on there because let me tell you, there are some days where I don't exercise. So I thought, you know what? Let's make that 90% 100%. And let me put this as the habit, the leader of all habits.
That's a really great perspective, Sammy, because I also put exercise, but it's not actually a top thing for me. I do want to exercise, but I'm kind of happy with how much I exercise. But I put every single day, and there are a lot of days where I was not exercising. And to be honest, I realized that that wasn't really my goal, which tracking it on a habit tracker then felt more annoying than rewarding.
How did you decide your habit?
Something I realized, I chose two habits, exercise and reading or listening to a podcast. Two things that I do want to improve, get better at. But something I realized when tracking was that they weren't really related to my one thing, my main goal right now.
One thing, as you may recall, is the book by Gary Keller, where he talks about focusing on your main life goal and what you need to do to get a little bit closer to that every single day.
That is so key, Sammy. What I realized is that for me, while it was nice, the idea of exercising more and reading more and listening to podcasts and educating myself more, the thing I realized was I really need to focus on my work, specifically writing. A habit focused on writing would probably have been better because when you get these reminders, and I got plenty of reminders using three apps, they're like, oh, you need to exercise. Oh, I can't exercise right now. I got work to do. Maybe that's the wrong attitude. But I think for me, the actual thing was that because I didn't choose a habit that was really, really important to me, I tried to choose like a side habit, I just found it difficult to prioritize.
So there's the option to pick your keystone habit, the one that's already solid that can lead your other habits. There's the option to do what Michelle did, which is pick a habit that aligns with your one thing. But sometimes there's another option. Maybe you just have a habit that's a priority. For example, for me, I'm going to be seeing a friend, romantic friend, and I want to make sure that my teeth are white. That's not aligned with my one thing in life. That's not a keystone habit. In fact, once my teeth are white, that's going to be over. But that is a priority. So having that on my habit tracker is important. And because it's something that's important in this time period, it's something that I want to get done. Even though maybe it's not overall important to my whole life.
A really important thing there, Sammy, to distinguish from a priority and a one thing, is that a priority could be just something that's time sensitive right now. Maybe there's something that you need to focus on for the next 2 weeks or a month, and you want to really prioritize that habit. In your case, Sammy, you have a reason to whiten your teeth sooner rather than later. Maybe there's a big event coming and you want to eat healthier, or maybe you're getting surgery and you need to prioritize
taking probiotics.
I don't know. I am not a doctor.
That wasn't my medical opinion, to be clear. But as a friend, I would take some probiotics. I know that they're not FDA approved, but they will kill your biome during surgery.
Focus. So yeah, so when you're choosing your habit to start with, I do think this is important because the thing is especially when you're building a habit and you're starting to get in the habit of building a habit, you want something that is important to you. And I will say something I liked about the Adams app is that it does require that you frame it in terms of your identity. So when they ask about exercise, they have me put in something like, I want to exercise daily because I want to be a healthy, active person. And so when they send a little reminder, they say, be a healthy, active person. Exercise. And if that was my one thing or a priority, I probably would have been more motivated by it.
While I was tracking my habits, I found that I utilize habit stacking. So habit stacking is where you put one habit with another habit so that both habits will get done. I really liked that I have the habit of exercise. Because of that, I always go to the app to mark off the exercise is done. And exercise is something I do pretty reliably. But then while I'm there, I see that I have other habits, drinking water, meditating, whitening my teeth, lotioning my body to complete for the day. I put them in order of the things that I'm most consistent with to the things that I'm least consistent with, so that I can help those habits that are more consistent remind me to do those habits that are less consistent.
I have a question for you, Sammy.
Please.
Did you find that the more you're able to connect two of your habits, the more likely you are to achieve it? For example, I'm assuming drinking water and exercise go more hand in hand with each other.
They may go hand in hand in that you cannot exercise regularly without drinking water. And if I'm going to go to hot yoga, I got to make sure I drink water. But I will say it's not like I do them at the same time. Because I know I'm going to go add exercise, then I then look and see, okay, I got to drink water too.
So your real habit stack is when I go and update my habits, I will see my other habits.
Yes, exactly. I kind of used my habits act to help me habit stack.
Okay, a little bit of a stretch, but I think we'll let it go. I do like what you're saying, though. I think that if you are doing more than one habit, if you can connect them to something else, it helps a lot. Actually, for me, my habit of exercise was going a little bit counter to a different habit that I wasn't tracking, but I've been building, which is adjusting my sleep schedule. I kind of became a little bit nocturnal. I was sleeping late, sleeping in. And so recently I've adjusted that and I've been waking up earlier and going to bed earlier. But with that, I've also been skipping my morning gym classes. My Sam, she goes to Cup of Yo without me. It makes me sad. I love a 6 a.m. class. But the thing is, if I'm not sleeping properly, I'll crash. So exercise, I think, slipped because of that.
One thing I do notice is that for me, about half the habits I was doing at least 50% of the time before tracking them, and then half of them I was doing less than 50% of the time. Then after tracking, I was able to bring those percentages up. If I had 5 habits that I was already doing less than half the days, I think 5 is too many. I think you do have to show some proof of concept before adding more habits.
I think that's a great pitfall to highlight, Sammy, because whenever I want to make an improvement in my life, even now, I was very tempted to add in 5 different things. I want to exercise more. I want to read more. I want to text my friends more and check in. The list is never ending, to be honest. And the thing is then what I'm really asking myself to do in this habit tracking app is to restructure my whole schedule and to ask myself to totally change. For me, the approach I'm going to move forward with is actually one habit at a time. My sleep seems to be at a better schedule, though I will need to fix it thanks to daylight savings time. I think after that, I will focus on more work-oriented goals because I'm about to go into a busy season. My course, I'm picking up another freelance job. And so I have to actually be realistic with what's going on in my life and what my top priorities are and what my one thing is. And maybe 60 days from now, I can add another habit. I believe I'm much more likely to set myself up for success if I do one new habit every 30 to 60 days. And then in a year, that's maybe 6 new habits versus trying to do 6 habits at once.
I liked having my 5 habits. And for that reason, I liked using the Habit Tracker app because they would let you have 5 habits, unlike the Adams app, which only allowed 3.
Adams wouldn't even let me add a second one for a few days. I had to like do a proof of concept for exercising first.
But I will say I did like using my notes app. In my notes app, I have a list of all the habit goals that I could possibly complete in one day. It's kind of like a master list. On there, I write down the day and which habits were completed. For me, this is great because let's say I completed all my 5 habits and I want to see if I can do something else. I know where to turn to see what I'm trying to get done for the day. I like having that like master resource that helps make sure that I'm not using my free time in a frivolous way.
For a really productive person like you, Sammy, and like you said, who has some habits that are already above 50%, 70% completion rate, I think that's a great idea. For me, I definitely think that actually listing all my habits out and then crossing them out to focus on one is my best course of action. But I think that's something you have to know about yourself. I think a lot of people make the same mistakes I do, which is to try to do too much. But there are people who are like you who are just habit killers.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate the compliment. Habit killer. It sounds almost too grandiose. I certainly have room to grow in the habit department. But ultimately, tracking this made me appreciate that I can check off those 5 things that I want to get done every day, add to my master list that I want to ultimately get done every day, and help me create a routine or a system that is going to help me become the person that I want to be.
I will say, Sammy, using the habit tracker apps, it made me appreciate the beauty of putting your attention on your intention. I think I heard that on My First Million, and I really liked that quote. Attention on your intention. The thing that you want to grow or get better at, something like a habit tracker app, is putting it top of mind. It's making you focus on it. And I really, really appreciate that. It made me appreciate that I was actually trying to put in more exercise days, even a 10 or 15 minute walk to just be able to get myself moving. And tracking the apps made me appreciate that. Habit tracker is cool. They actually have a function where, like, let's say you want to do a 15 minutes for reading, you can actually just push the button and it'll start timing it. And that's how you track it. And that made me appreciate how much multitasking I'll do. I was listening to Fooled by Randomness by Nassim Taleb, and next thing I know, I was responding to a text. And I was like, oh, I got to pause my timer. And I was like, shoot, I'm not focusing on this task. No wonder I'm not completing this because I'm letting myself get distracted.
That's what I find really great about these habit trackers overall, is they help you be accountable for what's actually happening. It's easy to be like, oh, I should exercise every day, or I think I'm exercising most days. But to put it on a habit tracker and see that 90% of the time you're exercising, it really gives you data to something that otherwise would be just kind of an arbitrary opinion on how you're doing.
Takeaways.
Takeaways for this episode. 1, when you're deciding which habit to start with, think about 3 different options. You can pick the habit that aligns with your one thing, your life goal, your life's mission. Pick the habit that aligns with that. 2, you can be like me and pick a keystone habit. A keystone habit is a habit that you kind of already have in place somewhat to help bring those other habits up. And 3, you can pick a priority. Sometimes it might not be the thing that needs to get done for your life goal, and it may not be the thing that you're already doing regularly, but something's coming up and you need to get a habit done ASAP. 2, habit stacking. You can do what I did and use that keystone habit, for me, exercise, drinking water, to help bring up your other habits that are less frequent. Because when you use your app to check off the habits, it'll remind you to get the other less commonly completed habits done.
And Sammy, if I was to give you a piece of feedback with your habit stacking, I think the opportunity to check off the habits are good, but it would also be great if you properly habit stack and say, let's say after you exercised, you were like, I'm going to drink a bottle of water on my way home so that when I'm done exercising, I can drink my water.
It has been noted.
Unfortunately, the one problem with that is that...
Oh, here we go.
This week alone, Sammy has lost how many? 2, 3 water bottles?
They're not lost. They were temporarily abandoned.
Temporarily abandoned. Then she asked for my water bottle. And I said, I also have to drink water. And she said, I don't care.
I wouldn't go that far with it. Okay, I left one water bottle at personal training. Then I went to yoga and I left another water bottle there. I was short on water bottles for like 5 days. It was very dramatic. But now I have both my water bottles back and everything's okay.
I'm just saying, I think if you habit stack those, you would then also notice that you are forgetting your water bottles.
A lot of comments from somebody who's recording one habit.
Sorry, I just need to take a drink from my water bottle that I still have.
Lastly, if you're like me, you might want to create a master list of the habits that you would ideally like to complete in an ideal day. This is just a reference for you, so that as you become better at completing the habits that are on your current agenda, you can add more so that you can get closer to the person that you ultimately want to be.
Sammy, I think the main takeaway people want to know too is, which app was our favorite?
Ooh, we didn't say that, did we?
No, we didn't. We talked about the Adams app. We talked about Habit Tracker. I used Everyday. You used the Notes app. What is the ding, ding, ding winner?
I have 2 favorites, if that's allowed. I have 2 favorites because I use 2. I really like the Habit Tracker. I found the user interface really easy. I put that I would want to drink 2 of my water bottles every day, and I can check that I completed 1 and then check that I finished 2 out of 2. Versus on the Adams app, it's kind of like all or nothing. So it was kind of hard to add that. And overall, I just found that Habit Tracker was easy to use, easy to look through, easy to look back at. To look at, it was much simpler. And I like my notes app. I like having an app that has the master list of all my habit goals.
I have to agree with you, Sammy. I found myself going back to Habit Tracker app the most. We'll link all of these in our show notes as well. It was just so easy to use and so easy to organize. I'm sorry, James, person who I platonically respect. The Adams app, it was just like a little confusing.
It was pretty. I like that it was centered around identity-based habits.
Me too.
Habits that will lead to an identity, like exercise leading to becoming a fit, healthy person. But I kind of needed something that's simple and easy to check off.
The learning curve was a little confusing. Like if you forgot to mark a habit on Adams, it was like really, I don't even know if you can go back more than one day. But sometimes I did it, but I just didn't mark it. It's just, there's a lot going on. I like it. It's nice. If you want to dedicate your time to it, it will probably be helpful. But I'm like you, Sammy. I like a nice, clean app. Every day wasn't bad either. That's just more like don't break the chain stuff. So if you just want to be able to quickly click and track the app, I think that's nice too. But nothing special.
Community time.
Before we say goodbye, it's our community time.
This week, Michelle and I met up with some local podcasters here in Charleston.
Some lady podcasters of Charleston, you could say.
We have started meeting with some lady podcasters, and it has been really fun. They have awesome podcasts. There's Harris of the Hyperfocus podcast. Her podcast also includes video, so it's really interesting to watch and listen to her. Harris overall is like a very inspirational person, so I'm really happy that she's starting a podcast because it's just really motivational.
And we also met with Sage. Sage and Kate have a podcast, Social Room, and they've been doing it for a few months now. And to be honest, sometimes it's nice. You know, I read a quote once that I'm going to totally butcher because I don't know anything about painting. But it was like Picasso said that when art critics get together, they talk about art. And when artists get together, they talk about tourmaline, which I think is like paint or something. And that's how I feel about podcasting. Like, I feel like when we're listening to podcasts as consumers, we talk about the episodes and we talk about Tim Ferriss's latest thing. But then we meet with other podcasters. We're like, okay, what mic are you using though? And have you tried throwing pillows in the corners to fix the echo? Sometimes you just want to talk about the technical stuff. And we get great ideas from everybody. We're able to share. We're able to commiserate. We're able to talk about the future of podcasting. So that is something that I really like enjoyed. And it was just such a really, really rewarding conversation.
It is. It was really great to hear from Kate and Sage too. They have a podcast. Their Social Room podcast is a local Charleston podcast where they talk to different entrepreneurs in the area. It's just also really great to get ideas from each other as well.
We'll link to all of these in the show notes. We think you'll find those interesting as well. And if you do check it out, let us know. buildawealthyspirit.com. You can always drop us a comment. We would love to know. If there was something that those podcasters said that resonated with you, let us know.
And most importantly, be sure to join us next time as we put down the rule book and we rethink the status quo.
Do you hear a...
I told you about my laptop fan.
No. It feels like I have tinnitus.
Do you? I think you might.
What do you say?
You might have tinnitus.
No.
Tinnitus.
Okay.